97.9 The Hill.
3:32 on The Hill on this Friday afternoon. Hey, I'm AJ filling in for Aaron Keck this afternoon. And with it being 3:32, of course, joined in the studio by a very special guest. The one, the only, I will point out.
Yes.
The only Gene Bolduc in the studio this afternoon.
Thank you. I have the fingerprints to prove it.
You have the fingerprints to prove dental records?
And I'll do the dental records and a cheek swab if it's necessary.
Cheeks. I don't know if we're going to go cheek swab.
Yeah, 23andMe.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Ancestry.com. Where are you at? Gene Bolduc waiting for you.
Oh, listen. I love Ancestry.com. My dad did a lot of... You weren't bargaining for this, but you brought it up. My dad did a lot of work on genealogy over a course of many years. And he got it all put into a piece of software called Family Tree Maker. And they were bought by Ancestry. And... so our whole family tree, this goes back to before John Adams, is all in there. And so we also can tap into the family trees of other people who have verified records and all this stuff. And we were able to determine that I'm, in fact, John Adams' cousin. So just deal with it. And I proved this to my dad was like, oh, I'm not sure. I wasn't sure if I could get that record and everything. And I said, well, you know, I went back and I built the records back and all that stuff. And I was sure that I had made the connection. When you make a connection with somebody and a record in the tree is connected with your tree, then the leaf starts to wiggle and you get pings and you get notices about you have a notification. You have one, you have two, you have seven. And I said, and when I made the right connection, I got about 700 in about a minute. And he said, why? And I said, well, presidents apparently leave a lot of records.
Who knew?
Who knew it could be so complicated
right?
to be president, right? And apparently his son was, too, for a minute. But anyway.
Apparently.
Yes, apparently.
Apparently. They were like the 15th or 20th president, I believe, is what I learned yesterday.
I didn't see it, so I don't really know if it happened. You know,
it's
my favorite excuse of people now. Yes. Well, I don't know about that. I didn't see it. I wasn't there.
There you go.
Yeah. So, you know.
3:30 on a Friday afternoon. Of course, Jean is here for one reason and one reason only,
that
is not to announce that she's running for office on the John Adams platform.
I am not.
Jean is here
although that's a good platform.
Right? So, hey, if you ever decide you're going to run,
I'm
running on the John Adams platform.
That's right. And with the Sam Adams beer. But anyway.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, of course, Jean here for Kids Cute.
That's right.
And it is time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. WCHL's Kid Question of the Week, Kids Q, airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. It's presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And I'm just happy that I got Skajaja right, because for some reason, my mouth can never do Skajaja.
You know, here's what I love about Skajaja. I can remember it like that. I'm terrible with remembering names.
It's extremely memorable.
But if I saw it spelled out, my tongue would be in a pretzel.
Yeah, especially their website. I can never do the website right.
It's of no use to spell it out.
That KJ always gets me.
There's a K in it? Okay,
yes.
Well, see, I didn't even know.
There you go.
Yeah, I just don't even look at the word. It's a radio thing.
It's a radio thing.
Okay,
all
right.
And today's question, where can I film with this one? If you were in a band... what instrument would you play?
What instrument would I play?
And
wow.
What kind of music would your band make?
Oh, man. Oh, that's really hard. That's really hard. I'm heavily inclined toward rock and roll, just sort of classic rock and roll. The Beatles, you know.
Yes.
And what instrument would I play? Well, I would really love to learn how to play the guitar. I don't know how to play the guitar. So I think it would be, since I can just make up my skill, right? I don't have to actually know how to do it.
You don't actually have to know how to do it. You
right.
can make it
so
up.
So I'm going to say, since these wishes tend to... turn into things that you start working on in your life. You know, I wish I could do this. I'm going to play guitar in a rock band, maybe like Heart, you know, like the girls.
I mean, I love, if you're playing guitar as well as the girls in Heart play guitars.
Are pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm digging those girls.
Yeah, like Barracuda, just that opening. You know immediately what song it is.
Yeah, and that's all guitar, baby. The opening of that, you don't even need to hear them singing. You know what that song is. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
I can see you doing that, Gene.
Yeah, I think I could do that. Yes. I need a wig, but okay.
need a wig.
You know, you got to have that.
Yeah,
you got to have that thing when you're bumping your head. And
yeah, the head, gotta, the hair's got to move.
Like Beavis and Butthead, I don't know if they really had much going on with their hair, but yeah, but they could really. They
well,
could
how could
really,
you tell? He always had a shirt over his head.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, he had a shirt over his head. Oh God, what instrument would I play?
What would you play?
And what kind of music would your band make? See, that's there's so many options.
Aren't you a cool jazz guy?
I mean, I can do some jazz. I'm not against it, but I don't know if I would want to be. Here's the thing. Jazz music, it's very complicated.
It really is. It's deceptive.
And the other thing is a lot of, like, your major jazz artists don't know how to read music. It's just, there's a form to jazz music. They just happen to know it.
That's. I'll tell you why. It's like great writers. What they do is they don't really read the music. They just open a vein and bleed right into the instrument.
Exactly. And what comes out is amazing. So I don't know if I could ever, I don't know if that's really a skill you can learn. That's more of something where you have to feel it and be able to do it. So probably wouldn't do jazz. My real answer is I would probably want to be a drummer in a rock band.
See, I was
because
gonna say that for you.
I mean, come on, Keith Moon.
Come on.
Driving a Rolls Royce into a hotel pool. On the second floor. How do you get it to the second floor to begin with?
This is what you come up with. I'm thinking of this great video I once saw, a still photograph, actually, that was done through time lapse of Buddy Rich playing the drums and all of the...
Yeah.
You could see every position of the drumsticks. It was just... It's an amazing photograph.
Yes.
I think of that. You think of driving a car into a fountain or something?
Because what's... Again, he drove... And this is a real true story.
Into
this is not me making this up.
A fountain or what?
Keith Moon, who's the drummer for The Who, who died back in the 70s, I believe, once in I think it was a Holiday Inn in, like, New Jersey, drove a Rolls Royce into the swimming pool.
Just, and you know, just, here's the
again,
collision
the pool
I
was
see
on
it.
The second floor.
The pool and a Rolls Royce. He didn't drive a Chevy in there.
That's not rock and roll. That is not rock and roll.
Yeah, that is not.
Like, seriously, you can't see. I mean, come on. This guy's driving a car into a pool.
On the second floor.
On the second floor. How did he get the car to the second floor?
How did he do that? Elevator.
Sure. Park the Bentley in the elevator, or park the Rolls Royce in the elevator. Yeah, sure. Think about this. You can see Taylor Swift doing that.
No.
No.
No, and it was the Rolls Royce because the tour bus wouldn't fit in the elevator. Is that like the...
Probably.
A joke about the elephant and footprints in the pizza.
I guess
the
he probably tried the tour bus and realized all of our stuff's on that.
Yeah,
so
let's
just do the Rolls Royce.
Let's just do the Rolls Royce.
Yes. My question is, whose Rolls Royce was it? Because they were on tour.
I'm gonna guess not his.
I'm gonna guess not his as well, which makes it even more rock and roll. I'm gonna take this dude's car and drive it into the pool.
Come on, man, it's gonna be great. We're gonna put your car in the pool. You're gonna be famous. Many years
from now.
Some guy on the radio is gonna talk about this, and he's gonna hold it up and say, "Man, this is the greatest thing.
This is rock and roll
That's fantastic. So, okay, kids.
You want to be rock and roll? Drive a car into a pool.
Here's your model behavior.
Yes. So if you're driving around or at home eating a snack, first off, avoid the pool.
If you're driving around, don't go in the pool.
Yeah.
Right.
Ask your child this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, feel free to share on Facebook or Twitter and tag at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main using the hashtag KidsQ.